This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show here, bring in whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 with you here tonight. It's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting for you there. And I want to say thanks to Bonnie Nistat, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Bonnie is a gold-level supporter. She's doing $10 a month to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. If you want to help out, you can do that, too. Head over to amps.freetalklive.com. We certainly would appreciate your assistance. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks like access to the AMP podcast, which has the full radio show without recorded commercials. You get the full thing, unlike our normal podcast, which just has the Daily Digest. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. And thanks to Libertariat in our chat room for digging up and finding that apparently conscription in Russia is 12-month mandatory service for all males in Russia. And so, there you go.
Man, you just made that poor troll's night. Probably their week, man. By mentioning him by name on the air?
Libertariat is a troll, but...
They're all trolls, yeah.
He you has actually been an amplifier for...
Have to feed the trolls occasionally, otherwise...
I'm well aware, dude.
They'll go to another troll room.
Dude, I got one to rage quit yesterday morning or the day before.
He came back within hours.
He came back, like, within minutes, yeah. Right? Not an alt or whatever. That's so he's obviously... Back. Still, success.
Libertaria, by the way, I think he was like a platinum level amp at one point. He may still be. I don't know.
Libertaria is less of a troll than some of the others.
I don't have a list in front of me. But yeah, you can be a troll and a supporter of Free Talk Live. They're not mutually exclusive.
I mean, we're pretty much trolls ourselves, so.
The number is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about Russia and the situation there with apparently hundreds of thousands expected, and maybe as many as 300,000 reservists are being activated in Russia. Conan, you suspect this isn't just for Ukraine.
300,000? That's a lot of soldiers. We just verified there's between 60,000 and 80,000 troops still stationed in the Middle East, the entire Middle East.
In the U.S. troops.
U.S. troops. And, of course, there's a couple thousand here or there or other NATO country
but
troops.
But how many are there? How many Russian troops are in Ukraine right now? That's the real question.
If any.
Well, yeah.
I haven't seen... Show me the pictures. All I see are... pictures from 10 years ago.
I suspect, you know, I'm willing to take it on faith that there is a conflict in Ukraine.
Russian soldiers
are there fighting Ukrainian soldiers. I don't know that that's happening.
But I want to see, and not just pictures, I want to see the video. I want to see the gunfights.
I don't.
I mean, I don't want to see it, but I want the proof. Because I haven't even seen that in 2022. Every damn person in the world has a phone.
And you don't want video game footage, because that was what they were putting out originally of the aircraft.
Or flight simulator coverage. Yeah. It's all fake. The whole damn thing is fake.
When you start bringing up crap like that, it really does make me wonder whether or not there even is a conflict. Because we do live in a world that's really close to Orwellian at this point, where, you know, if the media just told us there was a war, how would we know whether or not there actually was? For all we know, nothing is happening in Ukraine.
Yeah, Winston is sitting in a room right now, our Winston type.
Yeah.
And he is burning past information. Mm-hmm. And re-entering future information, present information.
Well, they don't necessarily have to do that at this point, but...
I mean, it might be an AI.
Well, Americans just don't care about what happened 5 years ago or whatever. You could have all the news articles on Google that you could find saying that, you know, Russia and the United States are close allies, business partners, they love each other. And it wouldn't matter. Americans wouldn't care. None of it would matter. Because Americans have a short attention span. Like, anything more than a month ago, they don't remember, man.
Ancient history.
Yeah. And they might as well not have happened. And even if you bring it up to them, they'll just go, well, that was, you know, that
a month ago?
How about last Thursday? And, I mean, yeah, but that's my point exactly. So we don't need a memory hole at this point.
Yeah, as long as it's not our soldiers who were drafted. They learned their lesson on that one. That's a no-no. Don't do that, because then you'll have the riots in the street, and then you'll have Penn State shooting.
Well, and you get crappy soldiers, too, if you're drafting.
Crappy soldiers that just fire off all their ammo above the...
They just haven't needed the conscription.
Oh, yeah, they would bring it back if they needed it. That's why the draft boards still exist. That's why the selective service system still exists. All they have to do is flip a switch in the U.S.
I just filled out a job application the other day, and they're still asking me for my stupid... what's the number? I just said it a second ago.
I don't know.
The draft number.
Oh.
See, that's one of the few good things that Donald Trump did for trans people, is he made it where trans people cannot serve in the military.
Sure.
And a lot of trans people got really upset about this, but I still think that was the best thing Donald Trump could ever have done for the trans community. Hey, you don't have to go fight and die for people in other countries against your will. Well, damn, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can we ban everyone else from military service? Let's ban the gay people. Let's ban the black people. Let's ban the white people. Let's ban everyone from military service.
Well, at the very least, you know that if you don't want to go and they're trying to get you to join the military, just put a wig on, put some makeup on.
Selective service system.
Yeah, that's what it's called here.
Look up some makeup tutorials on YouTube. Good to go, man.
And also tell them you're doing LSD at the same time. Just hit them with a double punch, right? They don't like the drug
users.
Okay, that's true. They really don't like psychedelic. They might let you if you're a marijuana user, but if you're telling them you're doing hardcore psychedelics, they'll probably not.
Yeah, jump straight to PCP, man. I can't do military. Where am I going to get PCP from in Kuwait?
But if you're not careful, they might put you in that special program where they're testing LSD on you.
Mm.
Oh, this guy's a candidate. He already knows what's wrong. So maybe you should pick something different, like, I don't know, meth.
So the final point here is the Western media's view of what happened with the vote. So the vote that we reported to at the very beginning of the show, now they're saying 99% of the people in the Donetsk People's Republic and 99% of those who voted, and they're claiming 80% voted, and then 98% in Luhansk, and we haven't gotten the numbers from the other two regions that were voting yet. Those will probably be out tomorrow, that voted to join Russia. The Western media is saying that the voting is taking place in front of assault rifles, men with weapons. People are grabbed right on the street and are forced to vote, not only for themselves, but for their whole families, said the mayor of one of these places.
Again, where the hell are the videos,
Melitopol, man? Yeah. The Ukrainian governor of Luhansk said Russian-backed officials were carrying ballot boxes from door to door, accompanied by security officials. Residents' names were taken down if they failed to vote as demanded. And so the other side, of course, to this is that...
I mean, you would think there would be at least one video of this.
So the Russian side of this story of, oh my God, men with guns are forcing people to vote, is that they sent ballot boxes to apartment buildings. They sent moving ballot boxes, basically, because they were worried that the Ukrainian military was going to target the voting locations for military strikes. Because remember, one of the reasons why Russia supposedly went in to assist the Donbass region was that there was a supposed genocide going on the part of the Ukrainian government gang attacking the people of these areas, trying to murder them. So the claim was, hey, we're just moving the poll. We're taking the polls to the people, essentially, was what they were saying.
Which is actually super convenient, right?
Like, if you want people to vote, bring the poll to them, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, there's nothing untoward or shady about that. And, you know, if you've got people walking around with ballot boxes, if we had that going on here in the United States, yes, they would be with armed police officers.
Absolutely would be. There are police at every voting location.
Yeah.
Every precinct.
So this isn't terribly unusual or terribly bad, but you can paint it in a way that makes it sound really bad.
And it's not unbelievable that they're taking names. Of course they're going to know who does and doesn't participate in voting. Whenever we go to vote here, they cross our names off a list, and anyone they didn't cross off the list, didn't vote. So it's pretty obvious.
But you could easily make the argument if you just had some pictures here. And, of course, they don't even have pictures and video. But if you had some pictures of this, they're taking down the names of people who actually voted here in Keene, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Oh, look. Ian Freeman, they got his name down.
Yes.
And look, that armed person there standing there with the gun, he was monitoring the entire thing. And now he's the one with Ian's name.
It's let me know when they go round these people up and throw them into a cage. It was the Ukrainian government that was threatening to throw its own people into a cage if they participated in the vote. So we know those people were under a threat. There's more coming up here in moments. We're going to get into fan baiting. We'll find out what that is coming up.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Are you?
And Conan.
All right, bring up whatever is on your mind, and also the March 2021 FBI raid on the Crypto 6 is not over yet. I will be fighting alone in the federal court coming up in the next few months. The date did get pushed back. I don't know if that's official yet, but it might be in early December now instead of early November. If you would like to see the story of the Crypto 6 told as a documentary film presented a major platform so others can know that crypto isn't a crime, you can go to balladofthecrypto6.com and become an Indiegogo backer. They've changed the fundraiser on this. I'm glad to see that happen because previously it had been just this straight up GoFundMe. And first of all, GoFundMe sucks, number one. But number two, they didn't have any like tiers or rewards, and they've now added that to this fundraiser. So I think they've fleshed it out a little bit better.
Okay.
So happy to see that happen to it. The website balladofthecrypto6.com. They're trying to raise quite a bit because it's not cheap to put together a well done documentary film. And they are offering perks that go all the way from T-shirts to hosting Free Talk Live and having dinner with the host of the show. So you can learn more about it over at Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. As we continue here, the number is 603-283-6160. Conan, let's change gears. Do we all say everything we needed to say about Russia?
It's coming back. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Of course it will be coming back. Yeah, we've got more results coming from the other areas. But what else? Or what are we going to shift to here? We're talking about
Hollywood. What's really important in this
world?
The movies that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kind of is. I discovered today that I'm friends with, I don't remember the name of the production house at this point, but they make movies like Carousel, with hell at the end of it.
These are some of your bad B-movie horror movies.
And this one is about, this unicorn on one of these carousels that, someone makes a wish and it comes alive and it goes on this serial killer rampage
or
whatever.
Death Note?
Well, it's like Velocipaster, except it's... which is also really good, if neither of you have ever seen that. It's exactly what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. This Christian pastor gets cursed and gains the ability to turn into a velociraptor, and he falls in love with a prostitute, and it's bizarre and it's glorious. And
is the velociraptor computer animated or like a blow-up doll? Or like what is the...
It's almost like the 50s Godzilla style. I think it's made
like
out
a man
of,
in a rubber suit.
No, I think it's made out of styrofoam.
Oh, wow.
It's so terrible. I mean,
so
it looks absolutely terrible.
You know someone who worked on these projects or something?
I know. Yeah, I apparently know the owner of, not these, but like Carousel. He did that one. He also did... Amityville Christmas Vacation, which is a newer one, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's this Christmas movie, this cheesy Christmas movie with someone going on vacation, whatever, except it's at the Amityville house, the haunted house, right, where he falls in love with the ghost. So I just found out about this, and I just found out about these movies, so now I'm like, dude, that's awesome. I'm going to go watch these.
Well, here's the problem, though. Those movies, they're supposed to be cheesy and no one's going to be coming out.
Expecting a masterpiece.
The fans are there's only a real small handful of fans who would spend any time watching any of that, Arya included.
I don't know, man. Killer Raccoons 2, Dark Christmas in the Dark, that was pretty close to a masterpiece.
But unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably noticed that a lot of IP, a lot of very heavily influenced monetarily IP from Hollywood have been pretty woke, pretty preachy, bad CGI. It just seems like everything that's come out in the last couple of years, as in 2-3 years, has just been horrible. The fans are noticing. I've noticed.
Like what? Give me an example.
Yeah, give me an example of preachy.
The Wheel of Time.
Yeah, but She-Hulk a TV show?
Yeah, but they've spent more money on this program than most movies.
Okay.
Prime example, The One Ring, Tolkien's, it's been bastardized, Tolkien's bastardized kid, who has been receiving some very, very, lots and lots of flack from the fans. There was pre-flack, of course, which we're going to be getting into, but now there's actual, this show sucks. I watched about 30 minutes of it, and I realized it wasn't for me. And I love Tolkien. I love all of the works. I just rewatched The Hobbits and The Fellowship
Oh, wow.
In preparation for this,
And you gave up on the new series.
I'm not having any part of it.
Wow.
I'm just gonna watch the reviews.
Okay.
Which is very unlike me to actually, because it's, you know, spoiler full of spoiler full reviews, but I have a couple of YouTubers that I trust. I trust their opinion. Okay. I'm just going to watch that just for giggles while I do something else. But anyways, there is a theory out there that this is all intentional.
Of course it's intentional. Well, hold on. Why could it be?
They want to make money off of these IPs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're not. They are sinking the ship as we speak. People are not going to the theaters. They're not going to. They're watching one or two of these episodes, and they're just dunking out. They're like, I'm not going to have any part of this. This is like I did. 40 minutes. 30 minutes. I'm not going to finish watching the series. It's dumb. And I'm not alone. So if you're trying to make money, if you're trying to return on your investment, why would you produce crap?
I don't remember the name of the fallacy, but you're basically committing a fallacy. And again, I don't remember the name of it, which is that, you know, because this is true for me and I know other people this is true for, it's necessarily true of everyone or a majority or whatever. That, you know, 10% of people watch this and are like, oh, okay, this isn't for me. This is woke nonsense or whatever. People are still watching this stuff. She-Hulk is still being watched.
Their numbers are down.
The numbers are dropping weekly.
They drop weekly.
But that's true of countless shows.
Here's the theory.
The Big Bang Theory isn't being watched much anymore, and it's not because it went woke or whatever. It's just because The Simpsons isn't watched as much anymore. Family Guy not as watched anymore. It just, this happens.
Okay, supposedly this is Amazon's number one film to watch right now. Are any listeners out there who have actually watched every single one of these episodes?
What's it called again?
The One Ring.
The One Ring.
The Ring of Power.
Anyways, it's the new Tolkien IP. If you've watched every single episode and you actually like it, call in and tell me. I want to hear it.
The average audience score, by the way, on RottenTomatoes.com for Ring of Power is 39%. So definitely got a big splat. She-Hulk with a 37%. So not a huge success.
I don't think the reviewers love it.
The reviewers, 87% fresh, according to the tomato meter from the reviewers.
Sure, but the review bomb is where, you know, you get some politically motivated people to go and just bomb and leave a bunch of negative reviews about how terrible it is in order to decrease audience participation.
That's what Amazon will tell you is, in fact, the case.
Well, we know for a fact that it does happen.
That's what we're going to get into. Yeah, it does. But where was I going?
But we don't know if that's happening here, and we don't know to what extent those numbers are, you know, review bombs or whatever. I do think it's probably true. This isn't the first time viewers and critics have disagreed on things, because critics have different standards. I tend to think it's probably true that these shows suck. But I don't think it's because they're woke. I think it's just because they're bad shows.
Well, you haven't seen them.
No.
Right?
But it's
all of the above. They're bad dialogue, bad plot, bad characters, horrible actors.
Wait, your theory is they're doing this on purpose? They're trying to scuttle the properties? Or something,
yes.
Ruin them?
The theory is fan baiting is it's all intentional in order to get backlash, in order to increase an appetite for people who never would watch this to get off their couch and actually watch it.
All right, you're going to have to explain that coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence is rising for the second straight month thanks to falling gas prices and a strong jobs market. The board's Lynn Franco calling it a mixed bag, with purchasing intentions for cars and big ticket items up, while fewer Americans are now looking to buy homes.
Your safety is more important than anything. And I know our hearts are with everyone who will feel the effects of this storm, and we'll be with you every step of the way. We're not going away.
President Biden's comments as 2.5 million Floridians are under evacuation orders as Hurricane Ian keeps churning toward the Sunshine State. Ian is expected to pick up steam later on Tuesday and become a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of at least 130 miles an hour. For now, landfall is expected late Wednesday afternoon between Tampa and Fort Myers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Show here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Faria
and Conan.
Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can follow Free Talk Live in various different ways on social media, including our own social media website. Go to social.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, some of the hosts of the show. That's social.freetalklive.com. Conan, you are you're getting into this concept I had never heard of before called fan baiting, B-A-I-T, like bait on a hook.
Yep.
And your theory is...
It's not my yours, theory, but it's floating out there.
But you're
it's
buying.
There.
I buy it. The theory is you're saying that they're taking these old properties that have a lot of intellectual properties, like the Lord of the Rings series, that have a huge fan base, a huge installed fan base, that they're salivating for the next thing, right? They put something else out, Lord of the Rings, these people are going to go buy that thing, right? They're going to go see that movie.
I think this is being used on properties that they messed up on.
What do you mean?
On purpose?
No, well, good question. I think right now I'm going to say accidentally. I think they actually hired the wrong showrunners. They hired the wrong actors. They did something that screwed the property up. And so to recover, they fan bait in order to create attention.
All right, so what is a fan bait?
Okay, so this Twitter commenter, Dr. Thalis Siren, defined the corporate media practices...
Thalis?
Thalis Siren,
okay.
Whether that's his real name or not, I don't. It's just his Twitter handle.
Gotcha.
He defined the corporate media practice of fan baiting, or pushing divisive, alienating SJW message into an IP that never before had it, in order to deliberately cultivate a backlash. This backlash could then be used to claim that anyone who didn't like the new, woke regurgitation of that IP is a racist, sexist, homophobe, and etc. And then left-wing movie critics, which most of them are, by the way, will be forced to give the crap reboot a positive review, or otherwise they'll be on the wrong side of history. And this is his tweet. Fan baiting is a form of marketing used by producers, film studios, and actors with the intent of exciting artificial controversy, garnering publicity, and explaining away the negative reviews of a new and often highly anticipated reproduction or
production.
But that's
very different from making something bad on purpose.
I don't think they did.
Okay.
I don't think they're trying
to shield themselves from criticism. I don't think
they've
that's
been working on this. They've been working on this program for years.
I don't think that's what's been going on at all. I think that society has just moved in a very leftist direction, largely as a result of movies and television and cartoons and stuff like that.
Or maybe they are so head in the sand that they didn't realize that their show was going to be bad. So they're just doing this anyways to get
the
that backlash, to jack up controversy, to get people who would watch this who never would, and to get it in the media. Because I don't know if you watched the few months up before the Ring of Power. That's all you heard about was black female dwarf, black elf, da-da-da-da-da, racist, bigot, homophobes.
If I hadn't been sitting in a room with you once a week, it never would have crossed my radar.
I didn't hear any of it until the show actually came out.
My YouTube channel, my algorithm was inundated with everyone hates the new...
Does that mean this technique worked on you, Conan, because you're now talking about these things that suck?
This is almost a year later, and I've only watched 30 minutes of it, and I already know I'm not going to watch any part of it.
Okay.
And the same thing with a year later.
Well, they still want you to go see it.
But it's not just,
it may be a year later, but it's not a year later from the show. The show's still out. The show's still going.
They're doing this to everything. They did this to my IP, The Wheel of Time. That is my book.
It worked.
And they screwed the hell out of it.
Wait, what did they do to the book?
I'm extremely upset.
The series, the 14 book series that you were talking about?
Correct.
Yeah, what did they do there?
They turned it into an Amazon show, and they screwed it.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
They screwed it. It's completely screwed.
Well, why would you expect Amazon to be good at making shows and movies?
They did
in the
Boys.
First place?
They did The Boys. I like that show.
Okay, sure.
And it's woke too, by the way. But I enjoy that show.
And some people do some great work, right? But I mean, Amazon has never been. Now, first of all, they're fundamentally not Hollywood. They do it their own distinct thing, and it's largely because Hollywood is failing that Amazon came into existence, prominence in the first place. However, this isn't, you know, Fox Studios that we're talking about. This isn't some major movie company. It's a retailer.
Aria, they have
a lot of money.
They have spent almost $500 million.
Yeah,
on this season one.
But they've wasted it because they don't
obviously
have, because they don't have the history that, you know, Fox Studios does. If you get Fox Studios or Marvel or Disney $500 million,
they have produced plenty of good shows. There have been hits. Netflix has had hits. Amazon has had hits. Hulu has had hits. But why would they screw up so badly on this? $500 million on season one. That's horrific.
The
shareholders should be burning that company down right now. They should be so upset. Unless they think they're going to get their money back. Here's the second part
of
this.
Hold on. Just isn't this going to Amazon Prime viewers? Like, you sign up.
Unless you're getting it, I don't know your other options.
Or you can pay, or can you pay to specifically watch just this show?
I have Amazon Prime, I can watch it. I don't know how else you would watch this program.
Right.
So there's no prospect of them making money off of it in the first place, except for Prime memberships, right?
If that was the case, they wouldn't have spent so much money in it.
Well, how else could they make money off it? Offer me a theoretical way they could even make money off of this. Merchandising, maybe?
I haven't seen any toys in the toy. Well, I haven't been in the toy store for a while, so.
Then it's just Amazon Prime subscriptions, right? That's the only way that Hulu can make money off of its originals or Netflix off of its originals.
Unless they're intentionally trying to ruin Tolkien. Well, maybe he was a white Catholic.
No, they're trying to make money. I mean,
They're up, but they're not. But that's not happening.
But there's no mechanism in place for them to make money off of this
show.
Yes,
you make a good IP, which brings the people back who want to watch it. Maybe they start hearing good reviews, and they're
so
like, "Oh wow, season one, right. Amazon is so good. I don't have Amazon Prime. I'm going to get Amazon Prime. That's why I can watch this."
So you've admitted the only way they could conceivably make money from this is by using it to sell Amazon Prime subscriptions
and advertisements on McDonald's Whopper, the new Whopper or something. I don't know.
Right, do they advertise during these shows?
Yes.
Amazon Prime runs ads?
This show was everywhere. I don't know why, but you guys live under rocks.
That doesn't answer the question.
The question was, when you watch the episode, are they putting an advertisement for something in front of it? Is there a Camp Lejeune?
Amazon Prime advertises one of its other shows before every, and you can skip
it. Okay, but
they don't have
external advertisers that are making money off of.
No.
Okay.
Not like Hulu.
I'm looking right now here at the page for Ring of Power, and apparently it's Rings of Power. It took me a moment to find it, but I did find it. It says, watch for $0 with Prime, but I don't see any way for me who does not have a Prime membership to just simply pay like $1.99 or an episode or something. There doesn't seem to be a way to do it. So
I wonder if Walmart is going to have the
Blu-ray,
the video, the Blu-ray.
They may not even do that.
Why would they? I mean, you can stream it anytime you want.
Yeah, why have the overhead? Why market the
who
program?
Who did Game of Thrones? That was HBO?
Yeah.
Those are in Walmart. I don't know why Amazon.
That was still broadcast over like cable though.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me see if I've got this straight, Conan. So you're saying your theory is that they spent a bunch of money on this thing, and the executives realized the final product sucked.
I think the question is whether they were going to do this fan baiting from the get go. I think the showrunners think they have created a masterpiece.
Okay.
But someone decided that they still needed to create this backlash in order to get everyone's attention, you know, whether they're going to watch this or not.
It's Tolkien. That's like a new Harry Potter movie coming out. Everyone's going to pay. They don't have to drum up any controversy
around it. Did you guys watch it?
No, I didn't watch The Hobbit.
Let me answer the question, because
I didn't even watch The Hobbit. So it's
Just watch The Fellowship.
It's not like, you know, I ignored it because I just wasn't, because I'm not on Amazon Prime or whatever. It's because I'm just not interested in it. I'm not that into it. But I'm not most people. Most people watch The Hobbit.
I know you watch the Murder Unicorn.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
But most people watch The Hobbit, right? And they would watch this if they saw it.
There's people watching it. According to Amazon, they say it's number one in the United States.
Bull crap.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show and share your thoughts on fan baiting. Is this for real? Is Conan on to something?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and you can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
We're talking about what Conan has dubbed fan baiting. And my understanding of this so far, having been the first time I've heard of it, is that if a company like, say, Amazon or Netflix or whoever it is we're talking about, some media company, has a real stinker on their hands,
Or maybe not.
That they may decide to do some unusual marketing, which is to say, promote something about this.
Bad press is still press.
So, for instance, to promote something that is of a controversial nature about this, for instance, the wokeness of the Rings of Power, and get fans.
Well, that's what they'll say. Yes, exactly. They'll put that up on a pedestal. And basically, they'll pull all of the racists and the bigots from all corners of the land to come out and to start trolling away, and they'll be like, "Look, see there."
Okay, but in what way is it woke? Is it just woke because they have a black dwarf or a female dwarf or whatever?
And their main character is Galadriel is this super heroine with, you know, doing karate kicks and can slay ice trolls with one, while the rest of her unit is taking heavy losses, and she just walks over there and tink. Yes, there is.
Okay, did it bother you when Legolas and Aragorn did exactly the same thing in the Two Towers?
Did they do it to the extent that this girl can do it?
Everyone
absolutely
else,
not.
They had an entire army beside them that was just completely and totally useless, while Legolas, they were literally counting their kills as they went. So, yeah, but we saw exactly the same. That's just how movies work.
Yeah, and he slid down the stupid railing on a shield, and I about lost it when he did that. That's my favorite, The Two Towers. But the shield thing, oh, my God.
Well,
there's lots of idiocy that's going on, but when a 100-pound girl can take out a friggin' cave troll by herself, I have problems, yes.
But
Aragorn would have taken out. Remember when they went up against
girl power.
Do you remember when they went up in the first Fellowship?
I think that was a slip. But
a single cave troll about took out their entire unit, and yet Galadriel can walk into the room, dink, It's over. Even though her dudes are falling left and right all around her, she just does some karate kicks.
That's the point.
Some gung-fu.
That's the point of red shirts in these shows and movies, though. It's to fall over to make the main character look stronger. It's called, like, the Worf effect or something like that.
Okay, but let me continue to describe this thing and make
yes,
sure
it's woke.
I understand.
Equity, inclusivity, and diversity. Yes.
Because girl power.
No, because of all of it. Because they got the they decided to create characters who don't exist. They decided to put brown skin characters here and there. I'm not complaining about
it's
that.
It's not like you're complaining
I'm
about
complaining
that.
About bad acting. I'm talking about bad dialogue, bad plot, bad CGI,
but
bad
let me
everything.
See if I'm following you here, Conan. So you're saying that whether the thing's a stinker or not, they're going to point out the woke aspects of it to get people who are, let's say, right-wingers angry about it on the internet. They start posting about the thing because they're angry, and that results in more publicity. Therefore, more people watch the thing.
Every news station in the land.
And what's wrong with that?
Because it's sneaky.
But let's look at the business model here, because I'm not sure that it is, right? It's
like what, a small fraction of the population is actually complaining about this?
Hold on, it's just like World of Warcraft. Blizzard doesn't want you logging in and playing World of Warcraft. They want you paying your subscription fee and never playing the game. They lose money every time you log in. It may only be fractions of a penny, but they still lose money. Every time someone streams this show,
how do they lose money?
Because they have to pay for bandwidth and server space and all this stuff. I know it's cheap. I said it may be fractions of a penny, but it's still a loss. They don't want you logging in to play. They want you to pay your subscription fee and to carry on. Just like Netflix doesn't want you logging in and watching movies 24/7. That's why they added all these anti-binging features.
Yeah, but the longer you don't log in, the more likely you are to quit.
No, not necessarily. People forget about it. I mean,
it's just on the credit card statement. They don't.
Yeah, and hold on, you step on me all the time, Arya. You step on my... I can't even finish the...
Uh-oh. Conan's protesting.
This happens every single time. I am on paragraph effing one. Because I can't... And I can't get through a damn article because you step on me. Why are you getting so upset that I'm
not upset, dude.
I didn't even know there was an article. All right, what else do you have to say?
No, finish your point about logging in. Is Blizzard losing money?
Amazon is losing money every time someone watches this service instead of just paying for their subscription fee. I mean, there's no way they make money off of this,
they're
right? It's included
more.
In the Amazon Prime subscription.
Sure, and so is the streaming of Blizzard. When you buy the video game, you're paying for their servers to run for the next decade.
And you also buy the video game.
And then if you're paying on top of that for a subscription, they're making buku bucks. But yes, of course they make more off of somebody who doesn't play at all. In the same way that a gym loves it when you don't show up, right? Like, then you're not using their equipment.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else do we need to know?
Okay, so fan baiting. This is the second part of this tweet. Fan baiting emerged according to this guy's theory. I think it's still his theory because I don't know that there's actual proof out there that this is actually happening. I just agree that it actually is. Fan baiting emerged as a marketing strategy in 2016-2017 after fans of beloved franchises such as Ghostbusters and Star Wars objected to what they saw as poor writing choices, sloppy scripts, and cheap alterations to plot lines and characters for the sake of shock value.
Like turning the Ghostbusters female.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a terrible decision. And a terrible movie.
And it was backlash.
It wasn't that bad. I saw it. It wasn't that bad.
It's pretty dumb. Have you seen the new one?
No, I haven't seen the Aftershocks one or whatever
it's like,
it was called.
If you like the Stranger Things,
it's got that kid in it.
It's got that same kid in it, and it's the same nostalgic feel.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like this new one. I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
But the all female cast. It was cheesy. It's just dumb.
It was dumb. It was super cheesy. I mean, I didn't go into it expecting anything, you know, any great Ghostbusters 3.
It was a 3 out of 10.
Or whatever.
Which I think was probably what it gets on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know, offhand. I don't remember it well enough to even give it a grade. But I laughed at a few points. Like, you know, there were some jokes that were funny. Yeah, I thought it was fine. I mean, I would never see it again, necessarily. But I know you got more on this. I want to go to the phones here, Conan, and see what Good Cops and Unicorns has to say here. You're on Free Talk Live.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I was going to talk about Conan's comments on Vondra's call last week.
Vondra, the lady who wanted to have a horse farm that would generate electricity and provide jobs for all of the homeless people in California.
Yeah, but now I feel a little bit like I'm piling on.
That's okay. Pile on.
So I apologize. Fine. I apologize for that. Just three quick points. So, first of all, this is nothing at all like the you will eat bugs and you will like it. Composting is an extremely exothermic bioreaction. And so what they're doing is they're doing it on large scale in mass, and they're running liquids through coils that go through that composting mass. They're pulling that heat energy off of it, and they can use it to heat buildings. They can use it to actually run turbines. And
you're talking about the horse poop idea.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, but there's a limited supply. I mean, that composting is only going to last for a certain amount of time, and then if you don't get rid of it and add new compost, you're going to lose your heat source. Mm.
Absolutely. And the good news is horses keep pooping. Mm-hmm. So, you get to do that. You're constant. In fact, you would have many, many stalls or however they're storing that mass. Mm-hmm. And you would be running them in sequence, essentially. So as the bioreactions are slowing down, shifting your heat capture, energy capture into the fresher piles.
And then you also have composted manure, which you put on your crops. So it's a win-win.
Correct. You don't lose. It's absolutely win-win. You don't lose. So you still have the composting, the composted material at the end, and you can amend soils or grow no-till compost right on the surface.
Yeah, my only argument was it almost sounded like instead of actually utilizing this program with, I don't know, animals that actually do something, like cows, pigs, chickens, she's talking about using it on horses, which I don't know, racetrack horses that are they've gone out the pasture. And by the way, there's not enough of them to actually generate enough energy. Today I spent about an hour trying to look into human biosolids. I don't know if you've heard about California has recently put into law, or will go into effect in 2027, a new law which will allow humans to voluntarily give up their corpses to be composted and used for fertilizer.
So my question,
of course, right off the bat, because I've never really got deep into it, is how much of the biosolids that are coming from the sewage plant is actually going into the crops, going into the fertilizer bag that you buy at the store, or just going straight out some crops, and you're not even aware of it.
Whoa,
you know, heavy
creepy,
metals,
man.
Microplastics, all kinds of chemicals that aren't being leached out correctly, and we've just been eating it because that stuff goes into the ground, it comes right up in your corn, your soy, or whatever, and it's in your body now.
Soylent Green is people. I know he had a couple more points.
I got more on that
hour
part too.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.